MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 19, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly cloudy this afternoon, temperatures in the low 50s. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 11:25 a.m. and 11:44 p.m. The special election to select the next mayor of Salem is now just under 4 weeks away. The March 28 primary election winner, Dominic Pangelo, is campaigning at full speed in preparation for the May 16 special election.
We're not slowing down, so the day after the preliminary, I was back out knocking on doors. We're doing a very aggressive grassroots campaign. I've hit about close to 5,000 doors so far, and we have dozens of volunteers who are out there also canvassing and calling and holding signs and doing all the important work that's necessary for a campaign like this to succeed.
That's Dominic Pangelo. Neil Harrington has also stepped up his campaigning as the race comes down the stretch.
And I'm having the opportunity to go throughout the city and meet people, see what's on their mind, particularly talk to people who may have supported one of the three candidates in the preliminary election who didn't make it into the final, and to really get out into the neighborhoods and to listen to the many voices of people who have things to say about a variety of different issues, and in some cases feel that their voices have not been heard or they have not been listened to.
That's Neil Harrington. Our website will be posting an interview with Neil Harrington today. Yesterday we posted an interview with Dominic Pangelo. North Shore history buffs should check out our interview with Nancy Schultz, the chair of the Swampscott Historical Society. Her board will be holding a meeting tomorrow night regarding the fate of the Glover House in Swampscott. The property, once owned by General John Glover, now is run down and set for possible demolition. The property has strong connections to the Revolutionary War.
We know that George Washington visited John Glover. He was one of his favorite generals, and you know, there's, I think, a reasonable possibility that George Washington slept in that very house.
That's Nancy Schultz from the Swampscott Historical Commission. The Essex County DA's office announced yesterday that it has charged Starlene Batista with armed and masked robbery, a felony for his robbery of a jewelry store at the North Shore Mall on Monday. He did display a gun, a BB gun. He was captured near the mall on North Shore Road. Prosecutors say a man who forced drug-addicted women into prostitution will be arraigned this week on human trafficking and related charges. The Salem News reports that 45-year-old Trevor Jones of Everett was recently indicted by an Essex County grand jury. The Lynn Public Schools are looking to create a new equity leadership position for the district. School committee member Brian Castellanos has been striving for the district to create a framework for this new position and says that the value of the position will be to hold the district accountable for student outcomes.
Folks that are doing this work, we really want to set this position apart to really be effective and not just a position on the table just to satisfy as you know, I'm not going to use the word like it's legit, and I'm excited about it. And I'm nervous because I'm that excited about it. Because as a first generation low income kid, I'm familiar with a lot of the inequities, inequities that we talked about were personal to me, and it's personal to the families and the folks in this district that we have to. To have to go on the front lines every day.
That's Lynn School Committee member Brian Castellanos. If you have any comments or community notes for North Shore Today, you can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
This is MSO Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. The Celtics go up on the Hawks 2-1 following last night's 119-106 win in the NBA playoffs. Celtics, Marcus Smart.
We're playing against a really good team that can score the ball. They did this to us last game. We understand that they can go score in waves. This is being able to be poised and to come back down and execute.
The Celtics-Hawks series resumes Friday night in Atlanta. The Red Sox beat the Tigers last night in extra innings. Here's our baseball insider, Andy Carboni.
Sox scored three times at the bottom of the 10th to beat the Twins 5-4. Alex Verdugo single off the wall by the pesky pole drove in the winning run with two outs. Chris Sale, remember that guy? He had a solid start. It was vintage Chris Sale last night. He allowed just one run over six innings, struck out 11. Sox play game six of the seven-game homestand tonight against the Twins. First pitch 7-10. Corey Kluber on the bump for Boston.
Thanks, Andy. The Bruins host the Panthers again tonight, leading their opening playoff series 1-0. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery.
And for the most part, we did a really good job. Altogether, we did a good job. Like, the way we track things, we only gave up 7 grade-A chances. That's going to put you in a good situation to win a lot of hockey games. Unfortunately, we didn't get many more ourselves, and that's where we look where we got to improve our game.
Bruins coach Jim Montgomery. Boys lacrosse from yesterday. Swampscott topped Peabody in overtime yesterday, 7-6. This is Big Blue coach Jeff Beckett.
Both our goalie made some fantastic saves throughout the game, and we're getting our shots on net on offense, and so it was definitely neck and neck, which was pretty sweet to see. Obviously, Peabody's always a tough squad. You know, they always have great athletes. They always well-coached squad, so it was nice to put 48 minutes together so we can really put that thing together. That's been our biggest Achilles is just getting the 48 minutes. Sometimes it's only 40 minutes. Sometimes it's only 43 minutes, and those 2 or 3 minutes that we lack is when we start to fall apart. But you know, guys did a great job of playing the whole time.
St. John's Prep picked up a win over Andover last night, 17-13. Hamilton Wenham girls lacrosse upset Manchester Essex yesterday, 10-8, a come-from-behind win for the Generals. This is their coach, Emily Leland.
We knew coming in that we needed to do more movement on offense, and that we needed to slow teams down. And I think we really accomplished that. We had some new tactics for both of those things, and just to see them work on it and then have them perform it perfectly was just fantastic.
Hamilton Wenham girls lacrosse coach Emily Leland. Salem baseball topped Georgetown yesterday 8-1. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.